so glad as they march and they sing redemption song. Oh, what a smile on their face as they sing Amazing Grace. They're the bride of Christ and they are coming home. And here they come.
Here they come.
Oh, what a thrill.
Here they come,
marching up to Zion's hill. The victory.
The bride of Jesus, they're coming home. The bride of Jesus, they're coming home. Can you imagine that glorious day when the bride of Jesus comes home? When the bride of Jesus reaches the throne room, reaches the heavens, reaches the presence of the blessed Lord. Welcome, my friends. Open Bible Dialogue, Open Bible Telecast. Now, we're going to deal with another negative program today. But we're going to start it with some positive, okay? In just a moment, we'll go to Titus. I want to read to you the scripture that our men's fellowship leader read in the breakfast this morning. Excuse me. Here at our fellowship hall. It was really wonderful. It really was. I want to read it to you and talk about it a minute. But Catholicism, the names of blasphemy. Catholicism. The names of blasphemy. Now, that you must understand, that comes right out of the Bible. The book of Revelation, chapter 17, gives us a picture of this woman who is a mystery religious entity and who is full of blasphemies, whose name is full of blasphemies. And we're going to talk about those blasphemies today. We must understand them. Now, the Pope has just been to America, and many people are swayed by his ability to pour upon them the things that he believes and the person that he is. Well, that religion and that system is so full of darkness and so full of false doctrines. It is really a dark picture. It is really a dark picture. And I'm going to try to help you see it, for the fact I want to save people from eternal damnation. I want to save people from spending eternity in hell. You understand? I want to save people from spending eternity in hell. One of the duties of the church, I mean, it's absolutely a responsibility, is to point out error when it comes like a storm upon the church world. If we don't protect the church world and teach them the truth, do you think the enemy is going to teach them the truth? Do you think a false religion is going to teach them the truth? Do you think these big systems of religious ideas that are just contrary to the Bible are going to say, well, here's why we're wrong, but we want you to believe what we are anyway? No, they're not going to do that. That's our duty. That's the duty of the church. Any preacher, any pastor that will not get in his pulpit and warn his people of error has no business being a pastor and has no business calling himself a God-called minister. I mean, they just don't have any right. They just don't have any right. Now listen, let me take you to the Bible. Titus chapter 2 and verse 13. Chapter 2 verse 13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Looking for the blessed hope. You see, the rapture is the blessed hope. Anybody that cheats you out of the rapture is cheating you out of the blessed hope. Anybody that cheats you out of the rapture is cheating you out of the blessed hope. You must understand that. You must understand that. If you don't understand that, I have no way of helping you understand it. Now, everything should be right, and so just hang on in there, and let's do the will of God. Blessed for the looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. And our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Now, he gave himself that he might present us to himself without iniquity, and that he might make us a peculiar people zealous of good works. Oh, what wonderful truth. What wonderful truth to bring to you, my friend. And oh, I pray that it will grip and take hold of your heart and lift you in the graces of the righteous one. Oh, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Now, I want you to get your telephones ready. I want you to get your internet ready. And I want you to get involved with me today as we talk about this extremely important subject. Now, I want to read to you from the book of Revelation so that you know I'm only doing what the Lord must require his servants to do. It is extremely important. Now, you know that John, the writer of the book of Revelation, was told to deliver this to the church. John the Revelator was told to deliver this to the church. There came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of the names of blasphemy, full of the names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. Now, this woman, this religious entity, this great whore, this great religious deception, this great religion of darkness, this great religion that has encompassed the earth and has adherents all over this globe, that believes herself to be to have the right of way to tell kings and queens and potentates of every description what they are to do and not to do, who came to America and spoke to our Congress as though the Pope has the right to tell our Congress what they ought to do and ought not to do. They shouldn't have invited him to start with, but he was here to do that. Now, we are here to expose to you the names of blasphemy that go with this same system that the Pope represented all across America by television and by the news media. You must understand that. It's our duty. I don't have any choice but to tell you. I don't have any choice but to lay it in front of you. I don't have any choice but to bring it to you. It's just that imperative. It's just that important. Now, what are these many blasphemies? Well, I'm only going to give you seven of them today. There are many more than that. We're going to talk about these seven, and I'm going to ask you to ask me any question you want to ask me about them. I'm not going to tell you I've got all the answers, because I don't. I've spent my time studying this Bible. My life has been given to the Holy Book. I spend little time with these false doctrines and false ideas, but I do spend enough to bring them up to you and to show you without a doubt, that these darknesses are real, that these bad doctrines are real, that these blasphemies are real. Now, the seven, listen, indulgences, the selling of indulgences, relics, that's parts of bodies and parts of, different holy, so-called holy events. All kinds of things go into that. And then the rosary, the praying with the rosary. And then the sign of the cross. Now, I won't have time to explain all of these. You know that. Just kind of hit the very skirts of it so that you'll understand purgatory. A place in between death and heaven where people who have sin in their life can be cleansed and still get into heaven. And then extreme unction. I know little about that one. And then the Eucharist, the Mass. The Eucharist or the Mass. That's the turning of the wafer and the fruit of the vine into the very essence of the body and person of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That is the most important one that you must understand, because if you take part in a Mass, you've already committed a grievous sin. You would not be able to take a part in a Mass unless you was already away from God, unless you either have never been saved or you have backslid and gone back into error and sin. The Holy Spirit would protect you. A real believer, a Holy Ghost filled Christian, in the presence of something as false as the Mass or the Eucharist, would immediately feel the withdrawing of their spirit and the sense of condemnation within their spirit of even fooling with such a dark thing. So you can understand. I hear of ministers now who are going to the masses saying how beautiful they are, how much they enjoyed them. That means that minister is a backslid man. He's far from God. He's in a state of becoming a reprobate. He will soon be turned over to a reprobate mind to be forever condemned in the pit of darkness. I mean, you must understand that. I don't know anything else to say. I know I'm saying it plain. And I know some people think I'm too plain, but you don't want me to just tell you, you know, in a careless way. Well, they don't like me doing this. That's for sure. I was reading just today things that they said about me. This is an email that I got on one of our programs. I want to read you just a little bit of it. Would you listen? The article written by Joseph Chambers, entitled "The Mother of Harlots and Her Children," is shameful. Is shameful. Its author could not be more ill-informed and ignorant of the truth. It is grievous to the Holy Spirit when a member of the body of Christ intentionally says, misleads their fellow Christians with such vile, hateful, and evil religious sectarian propaganda. The Catholic Church is the church founded by the Lord Jesus Christ over 2,000 years ago. Its teachings and traditions have been the bedrock of civilization and have remained constant. The Holy One, the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church continues to strive for ecumenical union with the Protestant members of the body of Christ. And I could read on. But this is their opinion of a man who will tell you the truth as I am telling you today. So I hope you understand I'm not loved by them for this, but I really don't have a choice. I'm doing what the great servants of the past did. I mean, all the way back to the beginning of the Reformation and the great leaders of the Reformation, those who sought to translate the Bible into the common language. Many of them were burned at stake. They were killed in grievous ways just for the guilt of bringing you the written word of God that you could read for yourself. You understand? They didn't want you to have this Bible. They didn't want you to have no King James Version. I'll tell you that right now. They did everything they could to stop King James. And there's been one thing after the other said about him ever since 1611, because they want to destroy this Bible. And now you've got a new generation of people in the Protestant circles who want to destroy this Bible. Well, I'm not a King James only. I believe in the Textus Receptus and the Masoretic Hebrew. That's the basis of this Bible and any pure Bible of any language around the globe. Any language you have, make sure your Bible comes from the Textus Receptus and the Masoretic Hebrew, okay? And then you will have, if it's true to that text, translated, not transliterated, but translated. You see, the NIV is transliterated. That means the translators used their opinion as to what they thought the scripture meant, rather than simply translating word for word the Holy Scripture. Okay, you understand that? Now you have a question, you're free to call me, you're free to email me, you're free to take me on, you're free to argue with me, to criticize me. I'll treat you kind, whatever happens. Is that okay? Whatever happens, because I'm here to bring you the truth and to save your soul. I'm here to help you make sure you're right with God. Make sure Christ alone is your salvation, that you're cleansed only by the blood. Nothing but the blood will cleanse you. Nothing but the blood of Jesus will make you whole. You must be born again. You must be born again. If you're born again, you do not need to go to a Catholic priest and confess your sins to him, as millions and millions and millions and millions of Catholics do on a regular basis. And because they are helpless without that confession to that priest. Oh, no, friend, you can go straight to the cross by the Holy Spirit. You can go straight to the cross. Jesus is your intercessor, and he is the only intercessor on the Father's right hand that you have, okay? What a joy. Now, let's talk about these things. Now, I really left out one of the major ones, and that's the truth about the Virgin Mary. She was a holy woman, and she gave birth to the Son of God. And she knew no man until she gave birth to the Son of God. But then she had a husband, and then she had a family. She had children. And she was, I mean, she died just like any other saint of God dies. And she's now awaiting the resurrection. And if you think you can pray to her, you've been misled to an ultimate degree. And your prayer is absolutely flying right back in your face. And you are doing damage to your soul, okay? Am I being okay with you? Are you understanding me? Do you understand what I'm saying? Are you willing to ask me questions? Let's get some email up here. Let me make sure I move these things without erasing anything or stopping anything. I'm here to be a blessing to you. I really am. I want your life to be enriched. Now, let's go to the emails in case you have sent them. And let me give you the phone numbers again. 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. Have you got that? 704-391-0588. And then remember the toll-free number, 1-800-33-TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, 33-TRUTH, 33-87-884, the exact numbers. 1-800-338-7884. Now, I want to hear from you. I want your questions. I want you involved with me. Very, 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 very important. Well, there's things about the Pope on here, but they're not something I can read too long and too many. I want to hear from you. 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. Now, this booklet, you must have this booklet. The name, Catholicism, full of names of blasphemy. And you will have in this article a picture of those seven dark doctrines from indulgences to the Eucharist. And you will have explanations, but you will also have them telling you about those doctrines. I quote them exactly so that there would be no doubt of what Brother Chambers brought you. I don't want there to be any doubt. I don't want there to be any doubt. Let me read you what an indulgence is. Do you know what an indulgence is? That's you going to a priest and getting permission to commit a sin and it being forgiven of you before you do it. An indulgence. Oh, many of the buildings in the Vatican were built with money raised by selling of indulgences. Do you understand that? If there's anything those early reformers fought like a tiger, is they fought those indulgences, and they fought the misrepresentation of the person of Jesus Christ in the so-called Mass. And they were very, very committed to the ending of any kind of worship toward the very Mary, the Virgin Mary, or the possibility that she could pray for you. I have a quote in here of a man I listened to after the death of Pope John the sixth? What was the number of the last, the two popes ago? Well, you know, there was a man who said on the news, I heard him. He said, I was praying for the Pope a few minutes ago, and now I'm praying to the Pope. That's the man who died. I was praying for him before he died, but as soon as he heard that he was dead, he was praying to him. It will do you no good to pray for so-called saints that they have sainted and made them available for you to pray to. I promise you, you only need to pray to the Father God in Jesus' name. You only need to pray to the Father God in Jesus' name. Now, let me read to you. I want to read a little bit about this idea of an indulgence. This is very important. Ideas we discuss in demand. Wait a minute. That's not the right one. Let me make sure I get it. I wanted to read. Yeah, here we got it. An indulgence is the extra sacramental remission of the temporary punishment due. The extra sacramental remission of the temporary punishment due in God's justice to sin that has been forgiven, which remission is granted by the church in the experience of the power of the keys through the application of the superabundant merits of Jesus Christ and of the saints, and for some just and reasonable motive. That came from the Catholic Encyclopedia. So, extra sacramental, something beyond the normal forgiveness of a sin. This is a sin that has not yet been committed, something that's going to be done, and the priest is giving the person forgiveness before the sin was committed. Now, is that not amazing? How could anybody believe a doctrine like that? How would anybody, a priest, anybody else, have the right to tell you, I'm going to forgive you of that sin, you go ahead and go do it now, and it's already taken care of, and just go your way, enjoy your sin. I guess that's what he would be saying, enjoy your sin. That's my quote, not theirs. I want to tell you something, friend. We're talking about something extremely dark. Now, the lines are open, so grab your phone. And again, the ladies are standing by to give take your request for this booklet. It'll be in a booklet form. It'll be very nice. You can put it in your Bible. You can give your pastor a copy and ask him to please preach to the congregation. He could take a Wednesday night and study with them the doctrines that they need to want. See, we've got children all over America raised in Protestant homes, in Protestant families, in Bible families, who are now marrying and moving into the Catholic arena and not knowing that they're damning their very soul, that they're bypassing the truth of the Bible for a false religion. See, and we have no choice but to tell these truths. We have no choice. Now, I want you on the line quickly. The ladies are standing by. I don't want to waste a minute. Every moment from now until the end of the hour and then into the next hour, the phones will be open and you can grab it right now and call and say, I've got to have this booklet. I've got to have this booklet. I get calls from all over America from people who've got our materials in their hands. I get amazed from California, you name it, from the countries of the world. I mean, I got an email this week from a Hindu home, a Hindu family that has come to know Christ. I am hearing from people all over this globe. And so everybody listening to me ought to always want these booklets. You say, well, if I order a booklet, I may feel obligated to send you a gift. You do not have to send us a gift. And if you don't want your name on a mail-in list, you call and say, please send this to me and do not put my name on a mail-in list. And we will not put your name on a mail-in list. Is that fair enough? Is that fair enough? You can call and get this without your name being on a mail-in list. After you've read it and you say, wow, I need this material, then you stop and call us and we will send you monthly P&As that are so prophetically right on time, right on the dot of where we at. I mean, you'll be able month by month to get material that you know where we are at as a nation. You know how close we are to the coming of the Lord, and you can be sure that you and your family are ready. And you can copy these P&As, prophetic news alerts, and you can give them out to your whole church, to your whole community, to the people you work with. You will be free to copy anything we send you. If we send you a DVD or a CD and you want to copy it and give out 1,000, you proceed, my friend. We're here to get the message to the globe. We're here to get the message to the globe. Can you tell who is a Christian? Now listen to this. Can you tell who is a Christian? Most claim they're saved early in life, but you don't see any fruit thereof. The Bible says you know a tree by the fruit it bears. You know a tree by the fruit it bears. A person that does not live for Christ does not belong to Christ. A person who does not live for Christ does not belong to Christ. That's as fair as you can make it. I mean, you can tell when a person is gung-ho for Jesus, when they're sold out to the way of the Lord, when they love the Bible like they love their daily food, when they love church like it's the greatest joy of their life. You can tell when a person is a Christian. If they don't love church, they're not saved. If they don't love the Bible, they're not saved. If they don't live for Jesus, they're not saved. What can I say? The Bible says, you know a tree by the fruit it bears. Your good works will show, and people will know that you are a Christian. Let me see which line I'm on here. And you grab a phone now and call quickly. We don't want anybody not hearing from us. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Dr. Chambers, I just wanted to tell you that I am so proud of you having stood the test for Jesus for all of these years. I have followed you for many years through the good and the bad, the ups and downs, and I'm so proud of you.
Well, you are very kind, and I give all the glory to Jesus.
Amen. Now, I want you to tell me the difference, if you could, Dr. Chambers, between the real Jew and the Jews of today. I think some people say there's people that think Jew is a bloodline, but Paul say it's a spiritual Jew. Can you tell me the difference?
All right. There are spiritual Jews, people who are in the faith of Christ because of the Jewish family, but are not themselves Jews. I'm one of them. I am a spiritual Jew. I am a Protestant. I am a Gentile. But by faith, I believe in Christ. And so you could call me a spiritual Jew. Now, only in a very strict spiritual sense and not in a literal sense. I have no Jewish blood. A Jewish person has Jewish blood, and they have techniques to know that without a question. And those people in the land of Israel who are Jews. And I've met many of them, and I can go into a store and meet a Jewish person, and immediately I would say to them, you are a Jew, aren't you? Because I can tell. I can tell by their appearance. I can tell by their name. You know, and so a Jew is, you know, the people in Israel, and there's a lot of people who deny they're Jews. They just hate Jews. They have anti-Jewish emotions and feelings, and that's why they try to find fault with the people who live in the land of Israel. The people in Israel are Jewish people. Now, not all of them, and not all of them are as pure-blooded as some of them. I just read an article the other day how that they know now that they can prove a person who has Levite blood, and they are therefore available to be part of the priesthood. That it is a scientific proof that they have that I believe in with all my heart. You can go to jail for life. You can go to the penitentiary with your DNA. If you can go to the penitentiary or to the gas chamber because you've got the DNA of the person who committed a murder, how do you think they can't know when they have Jewish blood? That's ridiculous to think that you can't.
I love it, Doctor, and I agree with you 100%, Dr. Chambers. And I pray your blessings in the Lord. God bless you.
Thank you, sir, for calling in. God bless you. Now, grab your phone and let's don't waste any time. Those kind of calls are really important. I love that. I mean, that was really a very important call. Now, I want you to grab your phone and call 704-391-05. That's my home number. Wait a minute. Let's give you the numbers here. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. That's the number here. Every day of the week, all the time we open, or even after hours, we have a voicemail. 704-391-0588. And a toll-free number. It's also 24/7. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-33-TRUTH. Now, the email, jrc@paulcreek.org. That was a good one I just had, but I want one after the other emails. Hey, don't just sit out there and listen. Ask a good question. Ask about these religious ideas. You heard what I said about indulgences. You heard what they said. You know that it's absolutely not biblical. You cannot go to a priest and give him a piece of money and get permission to go commit a sin, to go commit fornication, adultery, lying, stealing, whatever it might be. You know, that's amazing to me that anybody would teach such a thing. Now, let's go to the idea of the Eucharist. The Eucharist, that's what they call the communion that they serve, the Eucharist. That's the wafer and the wine, the wafer and the wine. Now, I understand only the priest drank the wine and the people are given the wafer. Now, they literally use the wafer. They actually use it and put it on. In fact, there'll be a picture on the front of this book. And here it is. You can't see it good there. But it's a picture of a pope with the wafer in a kind of display to be held up in the air for people to worship. They worship the wafer as though it were Jesus. They worship the wafer as though it were Jesus because they believe it is transformed into the essence of his very body. Is that not amazing? Now, you are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Pastor Chambers, I just want to make a couple of comments about the Catholic Church.
Well, tell that dog to shut up. Go ahead now. I heard your dog.
I have talked to five priests, and all of them cannot stand the truth, and they start backing up. And one of them said to me, trying to talk about Revelation, he says, "I'm not into Revelation. The end is a million years away." That's the foolishness of what they are.
And he actually said those words to you?
Yes, well, he actually said 1 million years away. Another one, when I was talking to him, because he said in the church, he said during the sermon, we, the Jews and the Muslims, pray to the same God.
We and the Jews and the Muslims pray to the same God.
Yes, he said it during the sermon. Nobody said a peep. So when he went outside, I challenged him, and he immediately started backing up. He says, he said to me, "Well, you don't know what Jesus is doing for them. Instead of saying that he died for everybody, but you have to believe." And the other thing that they deny, because we kept talking, he says, "Don't give me that born-again stuff." They do not believe John 3, where Jesus says to Nicodemus, "You must be born again of the water and of the Spirit."
Well, you understand that you're not saved in a Catholic circle by being born again. You're saved by taking the Eucharist and taking into your body that very wafer that has now been transformed into Jesus Christ, and that saves you. That saves you. And, of course, your good works are also part of that, giving them the right amount of money and all the other things that go with Catholic responsibilities. I mean, you're saved by the works and by the receiving of the wafer rather than trusting and believing in the power of the blood of Jesus to rebirth you and to give you the miracle of being born again. So, yeah, they actually are sending every person who is a genuine Catholic is on his way to hell. Every person who is a genuine Catholic, who goes by the dogma of the Catholic religion, they are bound for an eternal death in the pit of hell.
Yes.
Isn't that horrible?
The other thing I want to comment on is that imagine the priests are up there on the altar, supposedly doing the thing with the bread and the wine and turning it over to his body. And then they go in the back room in the sacristy and use the little altar boys for sex.
Yep, exactly what was going on. That breaks your heart, I know. I wish I knew how to put an end to it, but Jesus has got to do that, and it won't be long.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be long. Jesus will take care of it.
All right.
I just want to save as many as we can, and to every person out there who is a Catholic, we care about you. We're not doing this because it is for our health. We're not doing this because we have anything against you. Many of you Catholic people are precious people. You're doing everything you know to do. Many of you live moral lives. Many of you are devoted to people down the street or next door. You do many wonderful, gracious works of kindness and generosity. And all of that's beautiful. But that doesn't save you. Only the blood of Jesus and a new birth experience will prepare you for heaven. Thank you, George.
Pastor, bye.
God bless you. Well, grab your phone now. I shouldn't have to wait for your calls, and neither should I have to ask for them, okay? It's very important. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. And you may say, I don't know what to ask. I'm just listening to you because you are really giving me the picture. Let me, while I wait on your calls, the lines are open right now, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. Very important. This will come to you undercover. You want the people who look at your mail will not see it in case you are afraid, because the hour is coming. If you are part of the old-fashioned Bible-believing fundamental people, you're going to be in trouble. You do know that. So you better get ready while you got a chance. You better get ready before all of that happens. So this will be put in something so that your neighbors and your postmen and all the people who see your mail will not know what you are receiving. I think that's very important for you to know, okay? Very important. And the name of the article is Catholicism Full of Names of Blasphemy. And in it, in many cases, is their own quotes. I let them describe their false doctrine. Let me go, for instance, to the whole matter of the Eucharist. I can't read all of this. It would be too long. I would bore you. But listen, communication, in turn, communicates in turn the divine nature received from his Father to his human nature formed in the womb of the Virgin Mary, in order that thus as God-man hidden under the Eucharist species, he might deliver himself to his church, who as a tender mother mystically cares for and nurtures in her own bosom this, her greatest treasure, and daily places it before her children as the spiritual food of their soul. Now, I hope you could get that. I'm not sure. But I want to tell you, that's so blasphemous. Pretty words, but poison in the words. Poison. That they can give you Jesus and feed him to you through the Virgin Mary, of course. It's all connected with the Virgin Mary. And of course, she was a virgin until after Jesus was born. But then she had children. You must remember that. They do not believe that. That would be anathema to them. But you got to understand that you're talking about the most poisonous doctrine on the face of this earth. The Lee College singers of my former denomination went to Rome a few weeks ago, and the Lee College singers, under the auspices of their leadership in Cleveland, Tennessee, went to a mass. And they did not just hear the mass or listen to the mass. They sung the mass. They sung the mass. They committed a blasphemy that will damn every one of them to hell. But they probably were never saved anyway, and they're already on their way. But it's just sad. It's just sad to know that this is happening all over our globe. You've got the charismatics. I warned people 30 years ago that the charismatic, what will I call it? The charismatic movement was only preparing the church to go into the religion of Catholicism. I warned the church 30 years ago. I stood in meetings before a host of people and said to them, now you don't see it yet, but I'm telling you by the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you by the Word of God, that what is happening with them is absolutely a preparation for the church world to go right into the bosom of Roman Catholicism. They are going at neck-break speed. Benny Hinn has been to the Vatican and did his TV programs. Kenneth Copeland recently had the Pope on the tape talking about him and all of it. Yet the whole thing, they are going right into Catholicism. It is an era as dark as hell itself. You've got to hear me. The New World Church, the New World Order is coming together, I mean at neck-break speed, and the rapture of the church must occur soon. Now, I'm waiting on additional emails. Are you out there? Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you have a question? Am I saying things of which maybe you feel you don't really know a question to ask? And I can understand that. This is not easy. It's not easy to understand. It's certainly not easy to come against it, like I'm doing. Oh, the devils of hell hate me for this. The devils of hell hate me for this. You've got to hear me. They hate me for it. But I have no choice but to lay the truth in front of you, plain and simple, and tell you what the truth is. And as I tell you the truth, I pray before God that you will hear it and do something about it. You don't have much time. Now, I'm going to tell everybody listening, listen, I want to tell you something that the Spirit of the Lord really showed me this week. I watched all the signs for the rapture fulfilled one after the other. I've been saved 63 years and 6 months. I watched every sign be fulfilled for the rapture. I am no longer watching the signs of the rapture. I'm watching the signs of the tribulation period. The signs that we see everywhere now are the signs of the tribulation period. Do you understand? We have passed the point of the signs of the rapture. And now we've come to the place of the points of the tribulation. Now, brother, right between those two has got to be that rapture. So the signs of those tribulation events and tribulation actions are being now just multiplied and being united together. And so at some point, that rapture's got to occur. And we're going to be out of here, zip, zap, we're going to be gone. The old trump's going to toot and we're going to scoot. Did you hear me? The old trump's going to scoot and we're going to toot. I mean, the trump's going to toot and we're going to scoot. Had that backwards. Oh, what a day, what a day, what a day. And you are on the air. May I help you, please? I'm sorry, I'll get you on here. Well, you're not there. Somebody help me. Number one, you on the air? All right, number two, you on the air. May I help you, please? You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, who sings that song, Jerusalem?
That's sung by a man by the name of Jack Holcomb, I believe was his name. He died in 1968. But boy, he's a good singer, isn't he?
Yeah, you ought to learn to sing that.
Yeah, me learn to sing it. When did you hear that, 2 weeks ago? When did you hear that?
On today's program.
Oh, I didn't play it on today's program. You must be hearing a program from a previous week. I'm sorry you didn't hear. You ought to hear today's program. You stay on the phone. I want to send you the gift for today, okay?
Do you pray program's over?
No, I don't, but they do when they have a problem, and they may be having a problem. I don't know. I know I'm not having a problem. Everything here is perfect and right on the money. I'm doing nothing but what is right. It is going to them, going to Salem beautifully on my beautiful equipment. And so I'm doing my work. So you just stay on the phone. The ladies will send you the gift, okay? Yep. The ladies will send you the gift. Let me put him on hold. Ladies, grab line two. Ladies, grab line two. Line two. Oh, man, that's not, something's wrong there. All right, line two, are you there? Well, I'm sorry. There we go. Call us quickly. Call us quickly, please. 1-800-338-7884. Well, that phone will not go off, and I do not understand that one. I'm sorry, friends. I'm very sorry. I'll cut it off here. Call us quickly. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Very important that you call me. Very important. If you don't hear the program of today, you need to get this program. I don't know where there may be a difficulty, but it's not on this end. And I'm amazed at the technicalities of the day. There's always technicalities somewhere. And we've been doing our job well, and I don't know what's wrong, but in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, you must prepare yourself, friend. We live in a day people will actually call our phones and hang and just lay them not hang them upright, and so then we can't cut them off. But call 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. I want to hear from you. You are very important to me. If you have a question, send it on the email, jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. That's jrc@paulcreek.org. I want to hear from you. You are very important. We're talking about Catholicism full of names of blasphemy. Catholicism, full of names of blasphemy. Oh, I'm telling you, there are blasphemies out there today that are just plain overwhelming. They are just plain overwhelming. And if ever you've understood the Catholic blasphemies and the false doctrines, you must understand them, my dear friend. You must understand them so that you can warn your children and your neighbors and the people you work with and the people all around you. It's imperative that you warn them. It's imperative that they know what these errors are. It's imperative that you do something to help them understand. Now, again, I'm opening the telephone lines. If you have a question, I want to do my best to answer them. And I will do my best, but you must send them to me either by phone or by email. Our phone number, 704-391-0588. The ladies are standing by, 704-391-0588, the toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. And then, of course, email jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. What a wonderful privilege to learn the errors that are out there so that you can warn your children and warn your loved ones, warn the good people you work with. When you take something like this booklet, you will then be able to hand them a copy, make them a copy if you want to. We don't care if you make hundreds and hundreds. We just want to get the truth out there. This booklet is quite large, quite a few pages, but it's well written, well everything documented. You don't have to worry about error. It's just not in here. It's just not in here. The name of it is Catholicism, full of names of blasphemy, and you will have a good education of some of the darkest doctrines in the Roman Catholic Church movement. Okay, you'll have a good picture. And let me remind you, we are in revival. We are in a great weekend revival with one of the finest preachers. We really love Mike Switzer. He preached marvelous last night about the death of Christ. He really explained the sufferings that Jesus endured for our redemption. It was breathtaking. That's all I can say, breathtaking. Again tonight at 7, tonight at 7, tomorrow morning at 10:50, and tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock, Reverend Switzer will be preaching. Three services ahead of us, one behind us. I want you here. 7 o'clock tonight, 10:50 in the morning, 6 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. You say it's raining. Well, get your umbrella and come on to church. You're not scared of being baptized, are you? That's what you may get. I mean, if it rains like they say it might rain, you might get baptized, but you'll get the gospel and your life will be fed, and you'll be a better Christian by what you hear. And you may even get in the altar and get saved if you're not saved, or get, you know, renewed in the fellowship of Jesus Christ if that's what you have need of. I care about you. I really do care about you. And I want your life to be rich and sweet in all the beauty of the Master and the Savior. Now grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. Grab your phone quickly. Grab your phone quickly, 704-391-0588, and the toll-free 1-800-338-7884, and then the email, jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. I presume all my emails are coming to me as far as I have any way of knowing, and I'm here to answer your questions and help you understand the blasphemies of the Roman Catholic system, to help you be careful with your soul, and be careful with the souls of your children, and be careful with people you love. Now let's pray. Father, I pray for America. I repent over the sin that has come against our nation, that has gripped the hearts of multitudes. I repent, Father, for all of us, including myself, of any carelessness, of any failure to stand for the truth, of any failure to do the right things to help people learn and know the truth. Father, I pray for a miracle. I really pray for a miracle. I pray for your mighty hand upon one and all who are listening to me. I pray for your hand upon those in authority, both in our state governments and our national government. I pray for those in the White House and the Congress. I pray for the right person running for president for the year of 2016. Father, give us a relief from the darkness that has gripped our nation. Forgive us of these dark sins, of the sin of abortion, of the sin of same-sex marriage, of the many sins that we are guilty of. Forgive us, Father, and bring us to a Holy Ghost revival. I believe in you, Father, for Holy Ghost revival in my city of Charlotte, North Carolina. I believe you to break like a storm upon this city and the spirit of this city and the hearts of our people across this city and bring them to conviction to be born again. I'm claiming that, Father, with all of my heart and soul. I'm claiming that, Father. Now grab your phones. I want you to call and get this material. You must have this notebook, this wonderful booklet on Catholicism and the dark blasphemies that make up that organization, full of the names of blasphemy. God bless you. I want to hear from you. I want you to call. You are important, and you are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, I'm Ronnie Boyd from Shannon, North Carolina. I was wondering if there was a possibility that you could get up with Donald Trump and ask him to ask President Obama who saved him and see if he would say Jesus Christ or Allah.
Well, I'm not going to try to do something like that because I don't think it I think it'd be a waste of my time. I'm praying for the right man to run for president, but Obama is whatever he needs to be in a given moment.
It would be wonderful if somebody asked him who saved him.
Well, he would have an answer that would be very slick. It probably wouldn't serve a purpose. I don't mean to disagree with you, but I just understand that Obama is one of the slickest politicians that's ever sat in our White House. He has done the darkest, most damnable things. And I don't know why our Congress can't at least put a stop to some of his stuff. It's just that they're not willing to go to the nth degree. They're not willing to close down the government if they have to be. I would say we all would be better off if it was closed for a couple months.
Exactly right. But like I say, sugar just runs out of his mouth.
Yes.
Like almost the Antichrist, which we know he's not, but sugar just runs out of his mouth and everybody just falls for whatever he says. But I'd just love to ask him on national TV who saved him.
Well, that would be a good question. Maybe somebody will ask him. Let's pray that the right person will ask him at the right time.
But I'm with you 100% when you said that somebody needs to be in that White House besides a Democrat.
Well, somebody needs to be there that's a good, solid conservative. It doesn't matter to me whether they're Democrat or Republican. Only sad thing is the Democrat Party has gone so totally leftist and Marxist that they not one of them has the courage to stand up against Obama on anything.
No, they've actually turned completely away from God. About all the Democrats I talk to.
Yeah, they've turned away from God. They are basically a godless organization now, full of atheists and full of people who hate us Christians. They hate somebody like me. I mean, can you imagine how they really feel about a minister that says things as plain as I do?
That's why Mike Huckabee will never be president.
Well, no, he's not making a movement at all. I think he's a good man. I really do think Mike Huckabee is a very good man. I think Ted Cruz is a very good man. I'm wondering if whoever wins a nomination will ask Ted Cruz to be their vice president.
It would work a whole lot smoother than it is. But like I said, I honestly believe the Democrats have turned rebellious against the word of God.
Well, no question they have. And anybody out there that still votes for the Democrats probably do it in ignorance. They probably do it because they're not willing to learn the truth and stand up for the truth. But you're a good friend, and thank you for calling, and thank you for being honest.
God bless you.
God bless you. Now, call quickly. We have time for a few more calls, and I like them busy. I like to have one call after the other. I like to have one question after the other. I like for you to stretch my brain as far as you can stretch it, you know, and see if I can answer. And if I can't, I'll say, hey, I can't answer that. That's bigger than me. And there's a lot I don't know. Woo! There's a lot. I wish I could know more. I'm trying hard. I'm learning. I'm digging. I'm doing my best. I'm trying to grow in the grace of the Lord and the mercy of God. And I want to tell you something. If you've ever grown in the Lord, I mean live in this Bible. The Bible said as newborn babies desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Listen to that again. as newborn babies, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Now, he didn't say that just for newborn babies. He said as newborn babies. In other words, Joe Chambers, 63 years a Christian, 63 years and 6 months a Christian, I need to live in the Bible that I may grow thereby, that I may become more acquainted with the scripture. See, the Bible is a spiritual book. You don't learn the Bible just by reading it academically. You learn the Bible by reading it in a spiritual mind, with a dependency on the Holy Spirit, with a dependency on the Holy Ghost to teach you. Many people who know the Bible back and front, as far as academically, know nothing about it spiritually. Most of the preachers on radio and television are academic preachers. They just tell the beautiful stories. And some of them can do it so poetically and so beautifully that people almost fall at their feet, and they're not giving them anything spiritual. They're not telling them about the great signs of the rapture. They won't preach godliness and righteousness. The Bible says that every man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. If you're going to heaven, you got to live by the Bible. If you don't live by the Bible, I don't care how much you claim to be saved, you're not living a saved life. A saved life is an obedient life, a life in love with this Bible. Now, I don't know how many more questions I might get here at the end. I wish you would call. But while you are calling, let me read you something. This is the last book of the Bible, the last chapter of the Bible, and the last four verses of the Bible. For I testify unto every man that heareth the word of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Now, take the Catholic Church. Take all those false doctrines of the Catholic Church. Take those blasphemies. The blasphemies of the Eucharist, the blasphemies of indulgences, the blasphemy of calling Mary, the Virgin Mary that was immaculate and ascended to heaven without death. That's adding to the Word of God. Now, what does the Bible say if you add to the Word of God? God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Anybody that teaches a doctrine that adds to this Bible, there are now Protestants who tell you can be forgiven for taking the mark of the beast. They're telling people on television and radio that you can take the mark of the beast if you miss the rapture and still be forgiven. Now, what have they done? They've added to the book. Now, what has God going to do? He's going to add to them the plagues that are written in this book. Now, hear how serious this is. Hear how dark and dangerous this is. Hear how damnable we can see this. Now, let me read the next verse. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Now, if you take anything away, this week I wrote on Facebook about the Great Tribulation period and the New World religion that the Catholic Church is in the process of establishing. And someone who used to attend this church sent an email to put a post on our text answering me and said there's no such thing as a New World Order. A one world, total one world order is what he said, really. No such thing as a one world order that encompasses the whole earth. And just took a stand against almost everything I said. Now, what has he done? He's added to the Bible. What has God done? If he ever had his name in the book of life, it's gone. He took it out. God took his name out. And what have I done? I prayed for him, wept for him, that God would forgive him and bring him back to the right way, because he is in dark danger. Now, friend, we are in a dark hour. We really are. You must call now. You got time to get this book. This booklet, I want you to have it. It's a very meaningful booklet. It's quite large. You will have some good reading. You will learn some things. Put it in your Bible. Study it. If you find anything in it that's an error, you call me and I'll apologize to you and to the church world, because I'm not going to preach something that's not in this book. Now, I want to tell you, we're in revival tonight, 7 o'clock. Tomorrow morning at 10:50. Tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. Our preacher is a great preacher man. His name is Reverend Mike Switzer, and you will love it. Good singing, good preaching. I'm telling you, great fellowship. We would love having you. If it's raining, don't pay it no attention. Get your raincoat and your umbrella and get out the door and get in your car and come to church, okay? I would love to see you. I really would. We'll be so proud of having you. Now, we've got a great school, and we've got the best teachers I think we've ever had. They are top notch, I'm here to tell you. We've got a high school teacher with the math subject that is just number one. You're talking about a good school to put your boys and girls. We are it, and we'd love to have you. And all you got to do Monday is call 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. It will be our joy to have you. I promise that with all of my heart. Now, this has been a great broadcast to me. This has been a great broadcast for me, and I have loved it. I hope you have loved it. I'm here to be a blessing. I'm here to help you grow and mature in the Lord. If you haven't got this booklet, the ladies are still here, and they're still answering the phone. They've got people on the phone right now, but there's lines open, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. The toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. And remember, internet, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. It will be a great joy to hear from you. Dr. Chambers, this is off the topic. But how do you explain the contradiction between, well, that's about some contradiction they think in the Bible. I'll read that later. Hey, it's a joy. I have loved coming to you today. I hope you have been blessed. I really do. It's good to have you listening and being a part of our program. I want to get you some music here if I can, and you will be able to enjoy some music as we go off the air. We love you, my friend. I promise you, we love you, my friend. You are special to us, and we are here to be a blessing to you. God bless you.
Another day, so many pressures, but I try. Help me on this journey, for I am weak.